Lecture topic: safeguard the iman of your children.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This week, a person came to me looking really down and out. He was going through some difficulties. At one time, he was very well off. Due to circumstances, he's kind of a bit weak now. Concerned, I was very worried. But then he began to look at others, you know, who are very wealthy, and looking at them, that how this person is so wealthy and how that person is so wealthy. He came to ask me now, this is what I'm doing, and that is putting me more down. I told him this, that do not look at anyone in his outward condition. You don't know who is doing what is going. And always remember this much, that everyone in his own capacity knows what he's going through. But in reality, they won't show you what they're going through. Then again, this incident, a person, he told his research, I want to meet Khidr al-Islam. See, with dua and Khidr al-Islam came. He told Khidr al-Islam that made dua that Allah Ta'ala must give me so much of wealth and within that I must have no kind of fikr at all. He replied that that can never happen. The dunya is not a place of aram. Don't just look at people and think this person is very happy, that person is very happy. He said this place is not of aram, don't ask for that kind of dua. He insisted, see, if that's what you want, then first, before I make this dua, go look around a little bit. See around who you find, what you feel, that with someone who feel that is very, very happy. Oh, when we looked around, he saw someone very happy, looked at him, and said, this person, I don't know what is this true story, let me look at someone else also. However, looking around, he saw another person. That person was very happy. He was so happy. And he was a jeweler also. And he's got beautiful children, beautiful wife, and a prosperous business. Everything was so roaring there. He said, this is what I want. So I can see the husband is so happy, the owner is so happy. Everyone is so happy. So let me, I want to make dua to this person. But then it came in his heart. Before I ask him, let me ask this person. He went and asked him, he said, listen, I've come to meet you, I'm looking at you, that you are very happy and prosperous and everything of the best I can see in you. I want to become like you. So I want to make dua that Allah Ta'ala. He replied, don't ever do that. Don't ever do that. The misery that I'm going through, no one knows what I'm going through. That he is going through so much of misery that no one in the world is going to that much misery. I'm not going to go into details of what has happened in life and what happened to him. But this should show you that do not jump into conclusions and make dua that Ya Allah make me like this person. Many a time a person looks at others and says, Ya Allah make me become like him. When it comes to worldly matters, not to dini matters. Dini matters, when you look at a person, pious, Ya Allah, make me like him. When it comes to worldly matters, do not jump in any conclusions. Because when Allah Ta'ala makes you like that, then you'll be great after it. However, alhamdulillah, after that, he realized the mistake that he made by looking at others because of the hardship he's undergoing. But he understood that, alhamdulillah, make dua, Allah must remove for the difficulties. And whosoever is going through difficulties, Allah must remove all those things. And those who are sick, Allah must give them complete shifa. However, that was what took place this week, and I was going to tell it, share it with you all. That remember, don't just jump to conclusion looking at people. Second thing is this much, that Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi was a great Imam. And he saw Allah Ta'ala in a dream. And he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which act is which that is so that can bring me close to you. You may have heard of this incident too, but we take it as no importance at all. Allah Ta'ala told you the reciting of the Quran. The reciting of the Quran. The reason why I'm telling you this is that learn to become more close to Allah Ta'ala with the recitation of the Quran. Whenever you are free, open the Quran. When you come to the masjid, to open the Quran. At home, you are free to open the Quran with this, that what he saw in the dream, that which act can give me more closest to. Allah Ta'ala says the recitation of the Quran. Because when you recite the Quran, you are actually speaking to Allah. You are actually speaking to Allah. In reality, if you only know how to sit and read the Quran Sharif, you will not leave the Quran. A person who recites the Quran is speaking to Allah Ta'ala. A person who listens to the Quran is listening to the voice of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you only can understand that every free moment, instead of looking at all the rubbish, all the trash that we see around us, when we have a free time, you try to open the Quran. When you come to the masjid, to your free, open the Quran. Two ayat you read, that ayat you take. It's not Allah Ta'ala how much you read, it's how you read. The Buzugana Deen, the two rakats is worth 1,000 in our rakats. Because they should read with different conditions. So I'm not telling you how much you read, but the way you read it. The quantity is not important, the quality. Every time you come and open the Quran, read two ayahs to that ayah can take you away. When a person passes away from this world, two things will intercede in the qabr. One is the Quran. You don't know the Quran that you're opening to read and speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only thing you must respect the Quran. Very important respect. When you recite the Quran, see, no one will disturb you without any valid reason, don't turn you from it. Because it's written in the kitab that a person will recite the Quran. While you recite the Quran, under no circumstances, he should try to divert his attention anywhere else besides the Quran. There's something very important, something else. Otherwise, his direction is toward Allah Ta'ala, because at that time, it is Allah looking at you and looking at him, listening to you and you listen to him. At that time, if the special rahmat is coming on you, and that time you turn away, you lost the rahmat. So just imagine, he says, Allah Ta'ala, if you read the Quran understanding without understanding, he says, whether you read understanding without understanding, look at the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. You don't understand to accept it. My closeness is with you, whether you understand the Quran, you understand. So that person is so fortunate that every time he gets an opportunity, whether he's going to the bazaar, he leaves the family to work, he opens the Quran. Instead of putting his eyes in the wrong places, he sees the wrong things, he's open the Quran. Wherever he's free, he opens the Quran. So in that way, he gets the closest to Allah. Because every one of us sitting here, our purpose to sit here is leaving all our leisures and pleasures to become more close to Allah. And if you can become close to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will nasib for you. Second thing is this much. We have to show concern of our children. Today the most important thing is concern of children. Once a person came to us, Thami Rahmatullah Ali, and told him, a very rich person, and he came, he said, I want some alim to teach my child. Maybe he's going to some studies, English studies somewhere. But the Thani Rahmatullah said, he asked, is it necessary that my child must learn Deen? He told him, yes, it is very necessary that your child must learn Deen. With your circular education, more important is to give yourself a child Deen. Explaining to him how important it is that with your secular education, most important your Deen education. And the purpose he said this but that because it will tie in with the only way you can get good character is to Deen. Two things which is very important nowadays, the parents must do that. The children are going to school, let them come and sit and come to their pious people. They don't understand, it's not the thing. Remember one thing, if a child comes, a small child comes sit in front of you too, he sits in front of a pious person, you must not think you're not getting affected. He definitely will give effect. Send your children to the pious people. But the Thani Rahmatullah Ali, when he had the university students, he told them, you come to me. My doors are open for you. Why this one? Study that too, study this too, which is this is more important. To bring about knowledge, good character, and iman, deen, that's very important. So we have to learn to get those things in our life that lets us now improve on our children. Our children are going away. People are coming and complaining to me. Mothers and fathers are complaining. My son is going off the track. I don't wish to say it to you. It's sad. From very, very prominent families. The reason is because we are not paying attention to them. They must get the opportunity to sit among the pious people and they must get deeny knowledge. See, now today you find a child who goes to a certain standard and they have to say there's no more deen. No more deen. Before in those days, right after the standard 10, you had deeny knowledge already. Now the child is certainly, the father and mother say, now you don't need any more deeny knowledge. You don't need any. I'll give you an incident that Hazrat Thani Rahman mentioned. A person, his friend's son coming from London. So his friend told him, wrote a letter that, please, my son is coming. When he comes past the station, just attend to him. He said, okay. He says, when he landed at the station, he saw him, he was eating in the month of Ramadan. He was eating in the month of Ramadan. He looked at him and he said, you are eating month of Ramadan? He said, what do you mean month of Ramadan? What is Ramadan? Don't take it lightly. These are the things that take away. What do you mean Ramadan? What Ramadan are you talking about? He said, the Islamic calendar. It's the calendar only known January, February, March. I said, what are you talking about, this Islamic calendar? This person was so despondent, hurt and disturbed. And then he just went away from the thinking that he's committed an act of kufr now. When you speak those kind of words, you're taking committing an act of kufr. Possibly your iman can go away. Allah mani iman. Many a time we say certain things from our tongue, we take our mouth, we don't realize it, then iman can go. Just try to show you that look what the child has done, what the father has done to the child. We don't give the child the necessary Islamic education in the company of pious people. You know, talking of the small children coming and sitting in the company of pious people. They say, whenever a person passes away, let me bury him next to the buzruk. They say, what do you mean next to buzruk? Anyway, can you? No, you must put next to buzruk. Say, what do you mean by that? Mawlana Qasim Nanoti Rahmatullah Alayhi. They ask me that question. Hazrat, you know what? We must bury a person next to a buzruk. Why? He said, the fan is working there. He says, the fan is working. Those who are nearby getting the benefit, whether it's good or bad, everyone getting benefit. So likewise, with the person next to the buzruk, whatever it is, Allah Ta'ala is blessing coming upon him, the person next to him is also benefiting. So how important it is in sit where the people sit among the people of the pious ones. Mahazat to say when you come and sit by a sheikh. You must sit like Allah is the rahmat is descended on him from him descended to you. That's how respect you're supposed to sit by a sheikh. When you come to sit by a sheikh, the way you must sit by him that you don't look at anyone else. With the intention, the love that you must have, that Allah's rahmat is descending on him and descending on that person. Then you see how quickly you get respected. But you don't sit with that. So this person, just imagine, this is the outcome of his child. That this person that just went away quietly from there, fearing this much is demand to the mental. Likewise, the two brothers, two friends, one was a pious person, one other was not very pious. Remember one thing before I go forward, do not look down at him. No matter who you see, the biggest sinner, do not look down at him. Even with the biggest in front of your eyes, you see that too. Do not take the biggest sin. You know, Isa alayhi salam, he's a Nabi. He saw with his own eyes that he's stealing. He told me, you're stealing. He said, Wallah, you must steal. What did Isa alayhi salam say? Yes, my eyes deceived me. My eyes deceived me. How much you must try to make it like that, that you know. Do not look down at anyone, no matter how pious you are. All that is given by Allah and Allah can take it away from. This has wealth and everything can be taken away, piety can also be taken away. Allah. So this is what I was trying to say, that this person now, these two friends, one is a pious person, one is a free person, father. Two friends came now, they from Makkah, whatever, from London, they became qualified as doctors, whatever they came back home. But coincident, that person who was a bit of a naughty person, that father was not very close, his son became very sick. So sick. And now he's on the bed in the hospital and he's very, very sick. So the father comes to see him. Listen to him very carefully, but this is our life today. This is our life today. He looks at the child and they have cried. Ask him, oh dad, why are you crying? He said, I'm dying crying because I spent so much money on you. I spent so much money on you, I'm going to get no returns. This is my condition that I don't know now, I'm going to get no returns. I'm worried about that. I'm crying. As a Thani Rahmat mentioned this incident, the child began to cry on that. The father asked, why are you crying? He said, I'm crying because I don't know how I'm going to face Allah. You did not teach me anything. You did not give me any knowledge of any kind that will make me more close to Allah. Today I'm going in this position that I don't have nothing. But the Thani Rahmatullah says, it's possible through this one condition of Allah can forgive him. There to be not supposed to down ever. But just to show you, look at the condition of our kids, our family, our boys today, our students today, look at it. Do not take it lightly. Let them sit in the company of pious people. Give them the best of education, but they must know because first they are Muslims. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala was a great philosopher, but first he was a Muslim. Everything we are first Muslim. And you must be happy that you're Muslim. Memory. Zin Mahad, Imam Zin Azim Rahmatullah Ali, radiallahu anhu, they had a bit of a son. Had a bit. In a young age, you know, he was crying a lot. Said, why are you crying? He's saying, you know, waqudu an-nas wal hijara. You know that the children, the what in a fire, who are you? The people put in a fire, Jannah. He said, why are you crying? You're elevated and you're a small child. See, I'm elevated, so what? I'm worried of Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam, Quran was his son. And Allah said, Laysa min ahli. My Hazrat would always tell us that. Laysa min ahli. He's part of the family, but Allah said, he's not part of that. So when I look at that ayah that you are not part of the family, that what we worried now, it mustn't be that I am also. But he say, you're still a child. He say, yes, I'm a child, but I see my mother, when she puts a fire on, she puts a small stick before the big sticks. She puts a small stick before the big sticks. It mustn't be the same system in the qabr, in Jahannam too. The small thing will go for the Jahannam. In the kitab, it's written that look at the condition of a person of that time, who knows this much, who has got so much of fear, and yet they're from Ahlul Bayt. And we, our children of today, they got revelation coming down that you mustn't worry, you can do all the wrong things. Do all the rubbish, all the wrong things, you can get your win. That they got revelation, that in the kitab written, that you can do whatever wrong things when you got the license to do all the wrong things. And they had that created. Allah. So this is what it is today, the system of it. You become ghafil, you know, you become ghafil. Futile talks is something you must keep away from. Futile talks, وَالَّذِينَهُمْ عَنِ اللَّهِ مُعْرِضُونَ. A person who has taken the road to Allah, He does not know what the meaning of futile thoughts. A person has to learn to talk less. The more he talks less, he will be free from all futile thoughts. Today we got that the sickness in us, we got a lot of time to talk futile. One buzruk, he went to one house and he knocked at the door. He said, "Salaam alaikum." He is not here. Where is he gone? I don't know. Khalas. 30 years he cried for that, "Ya Allah, I spoke something few times." See that? I spoke something few times. How much of few times we are talking? How much of few times? Likewise, another busuk, you know, he had a boy in the wrong place. And it so happened that person came, they said, "Assalamu alaikum." He said, Where is he? He's not feeling well. And the person told him he's got a boy. He just asked where he got the boy. Lifelong debate, why is he coming? No, no, no. This is what you call futile talks. The more you keep, you meet the person, "Assalamu alaikum." You don't know his family, you don't know his wife, you don't know his mother. How's your wife? How's your father? The person, "You know my father, you know my wife." Now you taking as a small thing, why are you talking about how's my wife and how's my father? You know my father, you spoke to him many times. So all these things, if we do not take care of and protect our tongue, then you must know this much, there will be more harm in this. More harm. Like people, how's your business? Mind your own business. Wanted to ask. So in other words, we have to learn this much, that the only way we can talk less is meet less. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah, no, I'll tell you something. In the Khanqah, one of the biggest condition was talk less, meet less. But never said eat less. Eat stomach full, not heart full. Don't look at others and do what you want to do. Look at how much you can take, but don't overeat. If you see your sheikh is doing something, do not just follow him. He's going to have got his reason for that. Like one time, one sheikh, one Amrad was pressing his legs, no? Young boy was. This person said, "No, small boy is pressing his leg, no?" So he started, he wants to also some, the Amrad must piss his leg too. Sheikh saw it, okay. And they're walking, they came to one place where you call it the locksmith, there's fire there. The Sheikh went to kiss the fire too. So you must kiss it too. Whatever I see, do you doing the same thing, do that too. So everything what I do, you must not do. Everything I do. Because the condition is different. They are different. Don't be sure. If a person can only get these two things, meet less, and talk less. Any time, even Musa alayhi salam, the time he spoke after he didn't feel. An intelligent person will never speak. He lets others speak because he asked. And everywhere you notice this, the Nabi also, they spoke last. Musa alayhi salam, there was no such thing, he said, "Let me put the stick down." He said, "No." So if we can get these qualities in us, which is so important, because the person is meek, talk less, what will be doing? A lot of zikr. Maybe zikr of Allah ta'ala. Every kind, maybe read nafil namaz, whatever it is. You must remember, everyone does his own condition. He makes nafil namaz, that's his thing. He makes zikr, that's his thing. Tilawat Quran, his thing. Everyone got the whole thing. But continue making zikr of Allah. Do not become like that you must be free. Your tongue must never be free from Allah. The tongue must be never free. Then you see, inshallah, that everywhere you walk in with Him. The main, most important thing when you're walking anywhere you're talking with him. When you're talking with him, you be careful what you're talking. You're eating wudu, you be careful what you're eating. You did namaz, you would him. You in a bazaar, you would him. Every way you would him, and you would him, then what else you want? Once you got that, you would commit one guna to. Then the muhabbat with Allah becomes so strong in your heart that you try your level, but how must keep Allah happy? Every moment you will keep Allah happy. Then there's no safety and missing one takbir ula to. There's no safety and one thing missing one namaz to. Yes, it's something as a person is sick, he can't go to the masjid, but he's still in namaz. And he wants to know, I regret why I can't go to the mosque. He said, no, he wanted me not to go to the mosque. It will be his happiness more important than your own happiness. Remember one thing, everything you do, you ask yourself, is he happy with me or not? Is he happy? If he's happy with you, then everything is good. But if he's not happy with you, not everything. So may dua to Allah Ta'ala ki whatever I've said, ki Allah Ta'ala may amal karne ki tawfeeq nasib wa akhir da'wa alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatika. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa ajilna min khizyi ad-dunya wa adhabina. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi. أحسن يوم القيامة من إيمان بحرمة القرآن وحرمة النبي آخر الزمان صلى الله تعالى على عبده سيدنا محمد ورحمة الله.